This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a history and physical. S.E. Stone. S-T-O-N-E. Place was Mission Point, Flint. Date was August 4th, 2022. The paragraph patient profile. Mrs. Stone is a 71-year-old female who was hospitalized with dyspnea, hypoxia, and hypercarbia, and she had respiratory acidosis. Paragraph history of present illness. I put on chief complaint, dyspnea, hypoxia. And she was also seen regarding coronary artery disease and supravascular disease with history of strokes, period. New paragraph. History of present illness. Mrs. Stone had been doing reasonably well, but on about... the 24th of July, comma, she developed increased shortness of breath, period. She was a bit sleepy and drowsy and lethargic, period. The paramedics were called, period. When they arrived, she had an O2 saturation of 50% with the mask on, and they gave her a non-rebreather mask, period. She had become altered and was sleepy but still arousable, period. She's known to have a history of asthma or COPD, period. She was found, though, to have a severely elevated carbon dioxide concentration in addition to hypoxia, and she ended up having acidosis with a pH that was low as 7.23, period. Her troponins were unremarkable. There's no EKG changes to suggest ischemia or infarction, period. She was given BiPAP and a dose of Lasix 40 milligrams IV, period. She needed the BiPAP for a while, period. She improved a bit with that, and she was in the ICU for a while, followed by the floor, period. She returned on July 30th, period, and felt she had acute hypercapnic and hypoxic respiratory failure and an exacerbation of COPD, period. She diuresed fairly well with the Lasix, period. We continued her insulin for diabetes, period. Her sodium at one point was elevated to 148, and that was treated, period. We continued amlodipine for hypertension, and later chlorthalidone again, period. We continued, her blood sugars were relatively stable, and initially were low, but then they were higher, period. Ms. Felt she had metabolic encephalopathy in addition to the acute and chronic respiratory failure, period. Her ejection fraction was normal and echo, period. She's known to have coronary heart disease and has a stent in 2019, period. She also has atrial fibrillation. We continued Eliquis, period. Now she's doing a bit better, period. She does have diffuse pains, including joint pains and knee pains. Period. Her Tylenol number 3 had run out, and I'm restarting it, period. New paragraph, she's much less short of breath now, but she is on oxygen, period. New paragraph, her blood pressure appears stable, and her blood sugars fluctuate. They're back up again here at the nursing home, period. Mm-hmm. Most recent one was 364, period. Mm-hmm. Other readings are 271, 255, and 238, period. She had Lantus 20 in his daily now, and she required less insulin in the hospital than in the past. And before this hospitalization, I was gradually reducing her insulin because her sugars were getting lower, period. She comes back to us on torsemide, 20 milligrams daily for the congestive heart failure, period. New paragraph. Review of systems. Constitutional, no fever or chills. Eye, no visual complaints. ENT, no sore throat, hoarseness, or earache. And she seems to hear reasonably well, period. The respiratory, no dyspnea now. She does have some cough, no sputum, no hemoptysis. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitation. GI, no bowel pain, nausea, vomiting. But she said she did vomit 3-4 days ago, period. Do you know dysuria or other complaints? Musculoskeletal. She has arthralgia of the knees and hips, period. Slightly decreased shoulder range of motion. New paragraph, hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Endocrine. She has diabetes mellitus, period. There's no polyuria or polydipsia, period. There's no alteration in temperature tolerance. Finger musculoskeletal. She has orthopedic, neurologic, no headaches, fainting, or seizures. Skin, no rash or itch. New paragraph, past history is positive for recent acute respiratory failure with hypoxia and hypercarbia, acute and chronic diastolic heart failure, diabetes mellitus type 2, with hyperglycemia, asthma, cerebral vascular disease with old stroke and apraxia, period. There was slight left hemiplegia, but she's weak in general now on both sides, and that's about equal. Pneumonia, hypoglycemia in the past, COVID-19 in the past, sepsis, urinary tract infection, cerebral infarction, obstructive sleep apnea, rheumatoid arthritis. I'm not clear if it's more osteoarthritis than rheumatoid, but she had that diagnosis listed. New paragraph, family history. Her mother had cancer. Her father had diabetes mellitus, period. She has a brother with heart disease. New paragraph, social history. No smoking, no ethanol abuse. She's been living now in the nursing home for several years now, period. New paragraph, medications. Metoprolol, 25 milligrams twice. Today, Lantus 20 units daily, Norvasc 5 milligrams daily, Lipitor 40 milligrams nightly, Torsemide 20 milligrams daily, Lisinopril 10 milligrams daily. Elcus 5 milligrams twice a day, Allopurinol 100 milligrams daily, Cymbalta 30 milligrams daily. Have allergies, penicillin. New paragraph, examination. She's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 140 over 55. I mean, over 65. That's 140 over 65. Temperature 90. 7.8. Pulse 81. Respiratory 18. O2 sat 95%. Head and neck. Pupils are equal and reactive to light. Eyelid and conjunctiva normal. Exocular movements are intact. Oral mucosa is normal. Ears normal to inspection. Hearing was adequate. Nasal mucosa normal. Neck supple. No mass. No thyromegaly. Trachea is about midline. Lungs. Diminished breath sounds. No wheezes. No crackles. No excessive muscle use for breathing. Percussion was normal. Cardiovascular normal, that's 1-2, no gallop, no murmur. Trace edema, but much better. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no organomegaly. CNS cranial is normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, slightly decreased shoulder range of motion bilaterally and equal. She could elevate both legs just slightly off the bed, and the strength is about equal in her lower extremities bilaterally, period. Hand grip was equal at about 4 plus out of 5. There's no joint inflammation or effusion anywhere, no cyanosis. Skin is intact, warm and dry without rash or major lesions, period. and mental status. She's mostly oriented, period. She could, in time, she could tell me the place, city, and state, but and floor, and county. Wait, but that's in place. In place, she could tell me the place, city, state, county, and floor. In time, she knew the month, year, and season, but not the day of the week, and was off by one on the exact date, period. Wait a minute. Okay. New paragraph. Affect was normal, period. New paragraph. Assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Stone had acute and chronic diastolic heart failure. I will continue on torsemide, 20 milligrams daily, plus lisinopril, 10 milligrams daily, period. Two, she has hypertension. I will continue the lisinopril, 10 milligrams daily, plus Norvax, 5 milligrams daily, period. Three, she has known coronary artery disease with a stent. And she has atrial fibrillation. I will continue Eliquis, 5 milligrams twice a day for anticoagulation, period. She's also on Lipitor, 40 milligrams daily, period. Five, she had a stroke history and hence is on the Lipitor also in the Eliquis, period. She is on Allopurinol for gout prevention and Cymbalta, 30 milligrams nightly for history of depression, period. Apparently she has diabetes mellitus, and she's on Lantus 20 daily, but this does not seem sufficient, and I will increase it to, I will add 5 units TID before meals, period. Otherwise, I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation. Mm-hmm.